We'll do a review on the Kutta Sichas in Chelik Chaf Aleph, the Sicha for Purim. The Rebbe explains here the Gemara, the story in the Gemara about Mordechai encountering the three children, asking them to give over their pasuk, and the Gemara brings down the responses of each of these psukim, and at the end, Mordechai was besimcha. The Rebbe explains it wasn't just that Mordechai took it as a nevuah, as a prophecy, but rather the simcha came that these are the children. This told him that children are learning about this, and the expression of confidence, that itself he was besimcha, because he knew that the gezeira was based upon the fact, the opportunity that because the yidden were even pretending, and they may have hishtachavu litzelem in a external way, but yet he was worried that maybe that it counts as a avodah zarah. But the fact that he brought out these psukim and the children, the Rebbe explains the various different three psukim, the meaning of them, this gave him confidence, and then he went out and he gathered the children, and eventually they defeated the decree of Haman. Let's look inside, we'll go step by step. Purim. Aleph. As ver der zelt in Medrash, so it is related in the Medrash, I said in the Gemara, but it's also the Medrash. As noch dem be'ez seine nechtem geworden Haman's igreis mit der gezeire of Eden, that after the letters have been sealed, the letters that Haman sent out, which contained the decree against the Jews, v'nitnu b'yad Haman, and they were given in the hands of Haman. Seinen Haman mit kol b'nei chaburose gegangen zu Friedener Heid. So Mordechai, Haman with his whole group of people, they went happily. They were satisfied and happy about the decree that has been sealed with the decree against the Yidden. So they went to Begegnet Mordechai, and they encountered Mordechai. Mordechai hadamut gizen, so at that time Mordechai saw shloisha tenekes shoyeboyim mebeis ha-sefer. He saw there were three children that were coming from their classes, from school. Is erze nachgelaufen. So Mordechai chased those three students. Und Haman mit seinem Chabura seinem nachgegangen, then Haman and his group were following Mordechai, in order to listen, to hear, what is it that Mordechai will ask them. Once Mordechai reached these children, so he asked one of the children, tell me the pasuk, tell me your pasuk. So Amalei, so he responded to him, al tira mipachad pisoim umishoyas rishoyim kisavai. Don't be afraid from a sudden fear and from the tranquility of the evil that it comes. That was the first one. And the second one, posach hasheni v'omar, the second one opened up and he said, ani korisi hayoim, I read today, ubaze ha-posik omaditi mi-beis ha-sefer, and this posik that I'm telling you now is what I had gotten up, that I finished in school. And the posik he quoted him was utzu eitzo v'sufor, counsel, advice, you may counsel advice, but it will be absolved. Dabru dover, speak words, v'lo yokum, it will not be sustained. Ki imanu keil, because Hashem is with us. That was the second one. Pasuk hashlishi v'omer, then the third one, the third child, opened up and he says, ve'adzikno anihu, till up till old age, it is I. Vatseva, which is even a later age. Ani Esbal, I carry. Ani Osisi Vani Esa, I'm the one that made. I'm the one that carry. Vani Esboil Vamalate, I will carry and I will escape you. You will be escaped. The three psukim that the children told Mordechai. We'll see, the Rebbe will explain each of these three psukim. But the Medrash continues, when Mordechai had geheard zeyde entfers from the psukim, when Mordechai heard their answers of these verses, sochak, he laughed, v'hoya somach simcha gedoylo, and he was very rejoiced, had a great rejoicing. Omar loy homon. So Haman says to him, because Haman came up and listened to what Mordechai was asking the students. So Haman says to him, "Mahi zois hasimcha shesomachto lidivre hatenekes? What is this great joy? What is this joy that you were happy when you heard the words of these children? Hatenekes halolu." Omar. So Mordechai said to Haman, "Al besudeis toivis shebisruni." This is good news that they have given me. Shaloi efached mina itza hara, I shall not be scared of the bad counsel sheyatzta aleinu, that you have counseled upon us. So miyad koas Haman harasha. So Haman harasha immediately got angry. Va'amar, and he said, "Ein ani shaleach yodei tchila elo be'elo hatayneikis. I will not send my hand to begin with, only in these children." That's the story the way it's recorded in the Medrash. The Rebbe wants to point out that it seems like the reason why Mordechai was happy is because he took it as a kind of a prophecy. He was worried about what's going on with the Gezeira, and he took the answer of the children by saying Psukli Psukach as a type of a prophecy. But the Rebbe is going to say it's hard. The Rebbe is going to ask, because there's certain details of the story that would not be part of the prophecy. And also the language it says is a besuda toiv, it doesn't say prophecy. Let's see. Dertam bepashtus, the simple reason, farvos Mordechai hotzich gefreit, why was Mordechai rejoicing, herendig de psukim from the kinder, when he heard these verses from the children, is weil hot in dem gizen anevua, because he saw in their words a prophecy. As er hot nit was zu meure haben far gezedes Haman, he has no reason to fear the decree of Haman. Why? Because here he's hearing a prophecy that he won't succeed. This idea of saying a verse and coming up, and that will be a prophecy, is something which we find in the Gemara. V'migefin v'kama mekoymes b'shas. As we find in some places in the Gemara, that inyan from psoik li psukach, this idea of give me your verse, as der posik was ayinukot gizokt, that the verse that a child said is akein nevuah o kiyetsa b'melmaylo, is similar, it's some kind of almost a prophecy or similar to that from above, the idea of a posik. So this would be similar to a nevuah. That is the pashtus, that's what it would seem. However, the Rebbe says in our case this is more, because it wouldn't need three children, it wouldn't need to say that it was when they came from school, but just the idea of a pasuk is a prophecy. It seems this is more than just a prophecy, this is actually a besura toiva. Das is aber lechoyra nitmasvik b'nidin didan. This, however, is not sufficient in our case. But al pizeh, because according to this, oib dos is der toichen ikri fun dem sipur. If this is the main idea of this story, the prophecy, Vos is derbai negeya zu der tzelun di protim. Why is it important by telling the story to tell us the details? As hot ze getroffen kumendik von Beis HaSefer, that he bumped in as they were coming from the school. Und as ze seinen gewen drei tenekes, and they were three children, was haben gesagt, drei psukim, that said three psukim. This detail doesn't seem to be necessary just to tell us about the prophecy, just the psukli psuka. Now, other parts of the detail, of the details, we understand, because that's essential. The fact that he met them coming from school versus going to search for them is an indication that this is a prophecy. But this details of three, and that it's the base sefer, that seems to be extra. That means there's something else over here. Afal pias andere protesiper, although other details of the story, vidos, such as erotong getroffen di tenekes, that he happened to come across these children, nit gegein ze zuchen, he wasn't going to look for them, but they came. That is more sort of a prophecy. Unoich dos as mer vi ein tinuk hot gesagt, and the fact that it was more than just one child said psukim, such verses mit a toichen shel besura toivachulu, with a contents that has some good news in it, seinen mer madgish de heroe unnevua. So this gives more emphasis to the lesson and to the prophecy that it came on their own. This is a nevua. And that this is said three by three different. But that details, the details we don't understand, is aber dos nito beim prat von hoyboy mi beis ha-sefer, the detail that they were coming from school, unaspoga davke bishleisha tenekes, that it was specifically three as they were coming to school, we don't have, how does that connect that it's davke, a prophecy, because of the number three in the comfort of safer. There must be more than that. And the Rebbe is going to tell us now the difference specifically about each one of these pesukim. The first one is talking that when there is actually a fear that comes. The second kisavei, the second is talking about a fear which is just a counsel, and the third is talking about the Teva Ha'ilam, as the Rebbe will explain. But first, the Rebbe points out that these psukim are not in the order of the Torah. The Torah we have, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. So first comes Nevi'im, and down comes Ksuvim. But in the order of the psukim, which presumably the children learned in the order of Nevi'im, Ksuvim, it seems like it doesn't go from the end to the beginning and not from the beginning to the end. Let's look inside. Base. Alle, and there's meaning to that, as the Rebbe will explain. Alle inyonim in Torah zayna doch betachlis hadiyuk. All matters in Torah are totally precise, does haste. Which means, as euch der seder und die prote halishoynes in the Sipur, that also the order and the specific languages in this story, Zainan Meduyek and Negeya Tzum Inyan, are precise and they are important to the idea. Dartman Verstein. So we need to understand. Aleph. Dem Seder, Seder vid die Tanekes haben gesagt, die drei Psukim, the orders, how the children said these three verses. Of Altiro, Utz Eitzo Vazu Adzikno. So this order is Nitkifi Sidron Vizeshtein in Nevi'im Kisuvim. They don't follow the order as they are in Nevi'im Kisuvim. The Psukim from Utzu Eitzo Vazikno Shtein in Sefer Yeshaya. They are in the book of Yeshaya. Yeshaya, of course, is the Novi. and the Novi Yeshaya. The Novi comes before Kesuvim, before Mishlei. So the Psukim Utsu Eitzo Batzikna, they are written in the book in the Sefer of Yeshaya, which is Novi. Was is Beseder HaSforim, if we look in the Sforim, that comes before Far Mishlei, that is before Mishlei Kesuvim, V'eshtei der Pasik Al Tira. There is where the Pasik says Al Tira. So Al Tira, which they said first, is written in the Kesuvim in Mishlei, which is after Va'at Zikna, and Utsu Eitzah Va'at Zikna. So, but the order of the students also should reflect the order of Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Pashtus is their Seder HaLimud Fundi Tenoikes Beveis HaSefer. Simply, the order, the way the children learned in school, Kisvi Seder HaSforim, and the order of the Sforim, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. It's not that they learned first Ksuvim, so he brought the Pasuk of Mishlei, and then they went to the Nevi'im. That's the simple order. Maybe sometimes you say, okay, we start with, instead of saying the Pasuk Al-Tira, which would be, starting with the Pasuk Al-Tira, because that we're starting from the Kesuvim going up to the Nevi'im, but that's also not in the order, because if we started that way, we should have the Pasuk Al-Tira and then the Pasuk backwards, then we have the Pasuk Va'at Zikna and then Utsu Eitzo. We're also not from the back to the beginning, but then spetter the Pasuk in Yeshaya, because then you should say if you're going from the Ksuvim upwards, you should have said the second Pasuk Yeshaya Va'at Zikna Far Utsu Eitzo. So why is this brought out in this order? And the Rebbe will explain that the content over here is fitting in the order, as the Rebbe will explain. And there's another striking difference between the first child's answer and the second, in which by the first child, it is no introduction by saying, oh, I learned and this is where I got up. It just gives him the pasuk. By the second one, he says, oh, this is where I learned to. Beis, wegen ersten Tinek werder zelt in Medrash. About the first child, it's related in the Medrash. Azarot gleich. Immediately. Onkein hakdome gezogtem posuk. Without an introduction, he said the verse. He said the verse right away. Al tira mepachat pisam. But by the second child it says, the second one started off and he said, I was reading today. It was by this verse that I got up from the school. So he's clearly saying, that he was learning other psukim. Nor by them pasuk is ergiblit mishtei. This is the verse that he remained standing when he finished. Isn't it muvot? So we don't understand. Tziden hoder erster tinek yenem tog gelernt in cheder. Did that child in that day in the cheder blois them pasuk al tira nit mer? Did he only learn this one verse and not more? He just answered straight al tira without articulating that this was the pasuk that he seems like that's all that he learned that day. And number three, the Baal Mordechai dos angenommen als eine Nevuah, since Mordechai accepted this as a prophecy, so favos zokter dem loshen al besuris toves shebesuruni. Why does he use the language for the good news that they have notified me? Unit shenibuli toivo kiyetsebo, not saying very clearly that there was a prophecy to me for good kiyetsebo. So there must be more going on over here. The language is Psuda Toiva. There's a difference by the second child that he says, that's where I finished up today. And why is the order different? So there's a message in this order of the Psukim as they are recorded over here. And Gimel, and number three, if this is really a prophecy, how come Mordechai was still worried about all this, and he went and he gathered all the Yidden and he fasted, but already the prophecy said everything is going to be okay? Gimel, Oich Fader Tzich Biur, it also requires explanation. V'Hesver Der Zelt in Medrash, as related in the Medrash, is Der Zman HaMu'ura Nal Given Bald, that the time that this happened took place shortly, immediately, Nochdem V'Ezainen Gichas Mit Gevoren Di Gresa Gzeira, after the letters of decree have been signed. And already then, by Mordechai, there was a great joy from this good news. That there is nothing to fear for the bad advice of Haman. So they already saw about right in the beginning, as soon as this letter was signed. So in that case, for was is nachdem given der ganze Sturm? Why was there such a great tumult, a storm? And we find from Bayilbash Sak Va'efer that he put on the sackcloth and the ashes. He cried out a great and bitter cry. And the many details was Mordechai Giton, that Mordechai did, and that he instructed Esther to do with the Zelt in the Megillah, as related from the Megillah. He already had the prophecy, everything is given, it will be okay. From them, Alam is Mashma. So from this all, it's understood. As Mordechai had them, Pasoikli Psukach from the Tenekes, that Mordechai took these psukim that the children said from the Tanakh, nit ongenumen als anavua mama. She didn't take it as an actual prophecy. So, why was he rejoicing then? It's schwer zu verstehen. So we need to understand liidur giso. On the other hand, if he didn't take it as a prophecy, so why was he laughing and he was very rejoiced? He's rejoicing. It's not even a good news, because had it been a prophecy, then he would not make the whole tumult later on and trying to take away the decree. He already was told it, but it means it's not a prophecy, so why is he happy? And the Rebbe will go through explaining now what was the reason for the Gezeira, and why was Mordechai so afraid? And the actually responses of the children was, the children themselves were showing him that there is good news over here, and that eventually, with the tshuva, they will overcome, as the Rebbe continues to explain. So what's the point of the explanation? Ubahagdim. And first to introduce, as the Gezeira is given lahashmid laharig ulabed eskola Yehudim minar vatzoken tavenoshim. The decree consisted of to annihilate, to kill, and to destroy all Jews from young to old, children and women. That is the decree. Why was there such a decree? Ubenegei der siberev the Gezeira is. So what is the reason for this decree? As Aleph viderzelt in der Megillah, is as we find in the Megillah. Und beis number two, api medroshe chazal, what the droshes in the Sages of Blessed Memory. So what were the two reasons? In the Megillah viderzelt, in the Megillah we read, as das hat sich angeheben von dem, that it all started from this, was kol avdei hamelech goymer koyrim u'mishtachrim l'homan goymer. All the slaves of the king were bowing and prostrating and bowing to Haman. U'mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave, and Mordechai refused. He did not prostrate, he did not bow, and he did not prostrate. And Vayimole Haman Chema. And Haman was filled with anger. Vayives Be'enov Lishloyach Yod Mordechai Levade. And it was degrading in his eyes just to stand his hand against Mordechai alone. Ki Gideloi as Am Mordechai. For they told him the nation, the people of Mordechai. Vayvakish Haman Lahashmid as Kol Hayudim Goyver Am Mordechai. So Mordechai wanted to destroy all the Jews, to annihilate all the Jews, the nation of Mordechai. That's the story in the Megillah. How did it come from getting angry at Mordechai to getting angry at all the Jewish people, wanting to annihilate all the Jewish people? Because they told him that it wasn't just Mordechai. It was his people. It was the people, the Jewish people, the nation of Mordechai. Das heißt, as b'shas homonot choyker v'derish gven. When Haman began to investigate and to figure out, favos Mordechai bukt sich nicht zu ihm. How come Mordechai does not bow to him? Unerot oiz gifun, and he found out. Ados is nit zu libs Mordechai's Eigenschaften als Aprat. That the reason why he's not bowing is not because of Mordechai's personal characteristic as an individual. Maybe you can say Mordechai, because Zayindik von der Roshay Sanhedrin, being that he was in the head of the court, under Manig Ba'idin V'chulani, was a leader amongst the Jews. Maybe that is the reason why he won't bow. But he found out, no, that's not what it is. Nor higidu lo yasam Mordechai. They told them the people of Mordechai. Asher hu Yehudi, that he's a Yehudi. And he denies, and he doesn't bow to anybody but to Hashem. As dos is der farvo zayindik ayid gloibter nor in the Eberstein, that being Jewish, he only believes in Hashem, and he denies in all kinds of idol worships. Yeder zach was halt sich far hametzius. Any entities, anything that holds of itself as an entity, denies it. This is avodah zarah. The people of Mordechai, the Jewish people, don't go for that. Und das hat bei Haman ein Arisgerufen größt Chaos. This enraged Haman, brought out tremendous amount of anger. Vayimolei Haman chemo. Haman was filled with anger. Und vebald, so now, the reason is not Mordechai, the reason is his people. So now he wants to annihilate all the people. He's angry at all the people. Und vebald, ados was Mordechai lo yichre ve lo yishtachve. And since the reason why Mordechai does not bow, does not prostrate and bow to him, is the far. Vayihu Yehudi, because he's a Yehudi, is vayives be'enov l'shloich yod b'Mordechai levadi. So it was degrading in his eyes just to take revenge, just to send his hand against Mordechai alone. Vibald as the sibe was Mordechai bukt sich nit, since the reason why Mordechai does not bow is the nekudas hayahadus, that's the point of Judaism, welche is faran by all Yidden, which exists by all Yidden, minar v'adzokin tam v'noshim, whether young till old, children and women, meintes doch, that means therefore as nit nor Mordechai. It's not just Mordechai, nor der ganzer Am Mordechai, but it's the entire people of Mordechai, the nation of Mordechai. And they can't need sein Metzias, they don't recognize Haman's entity being an entity by himself. Unabschita, and for sure, Bechlal, they don't even recognize him. For sure, not to bow to him, nicht zu buchen, sagt zu ihm, not to bow to him. Hat gesucht a Weg lahashmid es kol ha-Yehudim. So he's looking for a way to destroy all Jews. That's the story in the Megillah. In the reveal part. But that explains what enraged him, but it doesn't explain how come he was given the opportunity to go ahead and do what he wants to do. That we need the Maimori Chazal. Wie kommt es, aber als Haman hat gekannt bringen, als er gesehen auf ihn? How does it come that Haman was able to bring such a decree against the Jew, against the Jews? Seinen Chazal mevayir, our sages of blessed memory explain, as the Sibur Ruchnis is given, the spiritual cause, the reason was, Mipnei Shehishtachavu Letzelem, because they bowed down to the image. Vibal das by Yidden is given Azap Ulo Tunua, since by Yidden there was such an act of bowing to the Tzelem and such a movement. Afilu v'bloiz leponim b'loi lev lev klal. Even though this was just make-believe, their heart wasn't in it at all. They didn't really believe in anything. It was just a motion, an external motion to bow to the Tzelem. Vos is hepech fun der nekudas hayadus. That is a movement and an act which is against the opposite of the point of Judaism. Unriert on dem etzem verbund zeirun mitten oibersten. That touches, that impacts their connection, their essence connections with Hashem. Hados bemele gebracht die gzeiras kloye rachmona litzlan. So therefore, that automatically brought about the decree of the destruction, God forbid. Weil die ganze Metzies und Kiem von Eden, because the entire existence and the sustaining of the Jewish people is eir farbun mit den Ebersten, is their being connected and tied to Hashem. And this was an act which took them away from Hashem, even if it was not with a real, it was just a make-believe, but the act itself was an act which is against the point of Judaism. Und das ist gewesen Mordechai's Deige, this was Mordechai's worry. Bis as vayil bash sag vayifer goymer, to the extent that brought about that he put on the sack and ashes, vayizag zoko gedoylo mordechai, and he yelled out a big cry and a bitter cry. Vibalt, what does the Vigila say for him? Mordechai yoda es kol asher na. So he knew everything that had been done. He knew more than just, he knew the decree and he knew what it came because of the Jewish people. Of Ishtachvul Itzelem, he knew kol asher also. Erhot givus the sibe was hot gebracht the gezeira. He knew the cause that brought this decree. Is given dagosi, so he was worried. Tomer, perhaps, is by zeid that ishtachvul itzelem. Maybe they're bowing to the tzelem. Given an inyan from avedas zarah chazal shalom. Maybe this was idol worship. God forbid. Unafil as that ishtachvul is blois lefonim. Even though that the bowing was just to a show, it was make believe. Nor bechitzoni, it was just externally. Weist es doch ober, but that still shows. However, as the nekudas hayadus vehemunois by zeh nid begolui, that point of Judaism, and their belief is not open. That openly they pretend to bow to the tzelem. When does vote by Zegi, when Begolu, had there been openly the point of Yiddishkeit and Amunah would have been open, Voltas Gipoyult, then it would have impacted Shle Yuchlu Yiga Afilu Bilevushov. Then they would not even be able to touch in the garment Sheim Machshove Dibur Umaisa Shle Amunah Sashem Echod. The garments is this thought, speech, and action of the belief in Hashem Echod, he would not be able even to touch that. Even externally, even leponim. Umbazei, both given limser nefesh, they would have given over their soul. Afilu sheloi lasis rak eze, quoting from the Tanya eze, maise levad, not just to even do any action, just an action, neged amunas havaya echod, against the belief in the one Hashem, kigoin lihishtachavos l'avedah zorah, as such as bowing to an avedah zorah, av she'enei mamin bo klal b'liba, even though he doesn't believe it at all in heart. If he would have been openly, his level of connection, he wouldn't allow this, to do even an act which is just an act which is against the Amun of Hashem, to bow to avedah zorah, even if he doesn't believe it in his heart. Vor mich zad dem Chefetz von Rotzen zu Aiden, von Aiden zu sein, Dovuk mit dem Ebersten, because of the wishes and the want of a Yid to be connected with Hashem, he reyo mefachedes bitivo menegeye bikzei tumas avede zorah chas v'sholom. She's afraid, the soul, the nefesh elikis is afraid, naturally, from even touching in the edge of, even on the outer part of a impurity of a desire, God forbid, which is neged amuna savaya echod, which is against the belief of Hashem echod. Afilu b'levushim achitzonim, even in the external garment, shem diburo maisa b'li amuna b'lev klal, which is speech and action. He doesn't believe in it at all, in his heart at all, but just the external garment of speech and action, he's not going to do anything if it's alakus begilu. Mordechai was worried, therefore. The Riberot Mordechai Givus, therefore Mordechai knew, as der Weg zu Bittl HaGzeira, that what is the path to nullifying this decree, is durch Me'oyer Zayin by Eden, the Nekudas HaYahadus, is by awakening by the Yidden, the point of Judaism, as Yizol Ariskumen Begolui, that it should come out openly. As the Tchuna von Am Mordechai, as lo yichre v'lo yishtachave, that this characteristic of the nation of Mordechai, that they don't bow, they don't prostrate, so durch nemen ale levusha nefesh, it should encompass and take through, penetrate all garments of the soul, from machshava, dibru, maisa, thought, speech, and action, even externally, even in the levushim, not to allow for any avodah zarah at all. Bis to misiras nefesh, al kiddush Hashem b'peil mamash, to extend sacrificing sanctity of Hashem's name in actuality, even externally, even for the external act. So therefore, b'shas Mordechai geheret fun di tenoikis, and when at the time that Mordechai heard from the children, Shaho, you boy, me beis ha-sefer. Ask, why does it have to say they came from school? Because he heard that, what are they bringing along, the message from the beis sefer? They bring along the psukim vel chadrikun ois da muno betochen in dem Eberstein. Those verses which express the belief and the trust in Hashem. Hoter gewusst, then he knew, as Eden velum beistem dem nisoyin, that the Jews will be able to withstand the test. Umvel zain greater mesidas nefesh, they will be ready for self-sacrifice. Hearing how they're coming from school, bringing those verses of Amunah Betochen, he knew that they will be strong and they will stand with mesidas nefesh. That's why he laughed and he was very happy. There is nothing to be afraid of because of that bad counsel, the advice that you have counseled on us to do bad to thee in Hudlakamon. So he heard the good news because he saw the message, how the children are coming. And when he heard this good news, is the noch vayikra Mordechai es begodov vayilbash sag va'efer. So then he renders his garment and he puts on a cloth of sack and ashes vayitze betzicha ir, and he goes out in the city. In the center of the city, he yells out a loud and bitter cry, behold, Medina, Medina Goydo, and every country, Evil Godil, La Yehudim, there's great mourning for the Tzoyim, Ubechi, Umispet, and fasting and crying and eulogizing. Kidei, Tzum Oyre Zainun Arezbrengen, in order to awaken and to bring out Begili openly. The Nekudas HaYahadus, the point of Judaism, on the great kite of Mesiras Nefesh Bepoel, and readiness of Mesiras Nefesh Bepoel. Hearing the good news gave him the confidence that the Jewish people will, with his encouragement, be able to stand with Mesiras Nefesh, not to allow any deviation, even external, even without heart, and stand strong until literal Mesiras Nefesh through Mordechai's active arousing and waking up the Yidden to Mesiras Nefesh. The Rebbe now in Nois Vav is going to explain the differences of these three verses. But the chiluk in the toichem from the drei psukim, the difference in the contents of these three verses. Der posik al tira mipachat pisoim umishoyes rishoyim ki sovoy. Don't be afraid from the sudden fear and of the serenity of the evil that it comes. Ki sovoy, we're talking about something coming. The pachat pisoim that comes. Ret vegen a pachat unatzora gluyo. That discusses about a fear and an open problem. Umezoktiv dem al tira. Over there he says, don't be afraid. There is no reasoning. On kein hasbara. No explanation. We're just saying you don't fear. In Imposik, the second verse, utze eitzav esufa dabru dover v'lo yakom. Over there we're not talking about a practical fear. People are devising. Utsu Eitzav V'Sufar. Speak, counsel, plot. It'll dissolve. Speak words, it won't take place. Retzich Nidvegna Bepoyel Diker Tzoro. It doesn't talk about an actual problem. Norvegnan Eitzav, it talks about some counsel. Undavar, a word, Dabru Dover. Of bringing a tzara, that is bringing a problem. Un men zokt nit nor, here we're not just saying as a velum bottle werden that they will not, but the posik adds tabrudov de yokum nor ich ahas baravitam. We're also giving an explanation and we're giving a reason ki monu keil because Hashem is with us. In the dritten posik, in the third verse, va'adzikno ani hu va'atzev ani esboil ani osisi v'ani esav ani esboil va'amalit. So we're talking about till old age. I am there till seva, further old age. Ani esboil. I made it. I will carry. I will have you escape. We're not discussing here about a problem. Nid begilu, not openly, not kisova, unid bachona, not plotting, not utza itzo. Nor wegen zikna und seva. We're talking about old age. Belchazainen shnuyim tivin in the bria. These are natural changes in creation. Was there Eberster Hadbashafen that Hashem created? Umen zokt nit nor azani hu. Umvani esboil. It's not just I am he, and I will carry. Nor oich ani osisi. I am the one that created vani eso, and I will carry. So, what does this mean spiritually? These three levels. In trusting of Hashem. In Toichen and Yoni Beruchne is Weise the drei Psukim. In the meaning, in the context, spiritually, these three verses show of drei tenuos umadreges, three movements and three steps, three levels in the oifum for amuno betochen dem Eibishter, in the way of belief and trusting in Hashem. Was bringt der Ruiz de Messias Nefesh von Aiden for dem Eibishter, which expresses and brings out the self-sacrifice of a yid for Hashem. So the first one is Al Tira Pipachat Pisa Meshoyis Rishoyim Kisovoy. Don't be afraid when it comes, the sudden fear. Bitzad Emuna Umbetochen in the Mevishtan, because we believe and because we trust in Hashem, is Choch as Al Pitava. So although, according to the nature, Bafalt a mention a moira, the person falls upon him, he's consumed by a fear, by a plutzlichen onkum von pachat, by a sudden come, an approach of fear, unshoyas rishoyim, and the shoyas, the tranquility of the rishoyim. So we're saying, Altira is ober by a mamin, a yid who believes, by a yidin, nitod demeira, there is no fear. And there's no explanation, the darf neitohobun ken hasbore v'tam evdem. He needs no explanation, needs no reason. B'tivo yizayin gefil. Naturally, it's his feeling, al derech maimerazal, similar to the saying of our sages of blessed memory. Kol ma'da'ovad rachmon l'tab ovid. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. Al tira mipachat pisa. Naturally, there's a pachat. Don't be afraid of it. No reason or nothing, because naturally, you feel nothing to be afraid. It's coming from Hashem. That's the first step in Amuna. Ashtarker reifum von Amuna, a stronger way of belief. As utzu eitzov v'sufor dabru dover v'lo yokum. In the first case, it is we're not saying it's not going to happen, but we're saying it's for the good. Here we're saying your counsel is going to be absolved. It's not going to be sustained dabru dover v'lo yokum. Nit blois hotter nit kein moire. Not only is he not afraid, nor ba'imis bevados as tufor. He is certainly that it's going to be, and no, this is going to fall apart. All the plots, un lo yokum, it will not hold. It will not stay. Un de hasbore mutam sichli. So what's the logical, the explanation and the logical reason? Ba'em is. Is bevados, because he knows for sure ki monu keil Hashem is with us. So the second step is that even the plotting, but it's not going to take place because imonu keil. The milam is a, but even a higher level than this is their oplig, is the certainty that by the person he. Expectation is v'ad zikna ni hu v'ad seva ni esver. That everything in nature, it's Hashem. Oich d'chukis v'inyoni ha'teva. Also the laws and natural matters, was der ebishterot kevegven in the bria, which Hashem set in creation, Habun oif a eden nit kein shlita, do not have any dominance over a yid. Un ervert fun ze nit nispoil, and he does not become affected. Un der roif fodert sich a hasbore neusefes. We have an additional explanation. Nit nor as imanukel. Not only because Hashem is with us like in the previous, nor as Aniya Sisi. Since I made it, I will carry and I will hold it and I will escape you because it's all of Hashem. Hashem is the one that set up the nature, so therefore they have no dominance over a yid. it goes in the Seder of Al Tira Mipachat Pisum Kisovai because of the Amuna, Kolmadov and Rachmon Letavavit, Utsa Eitz of Yisufar, it's not going to last any of the council, Kimonu Kail. And even natural doesn't have any, because Ani Eso, Ani Sisi, and therefore Ani Eso, Ani Eso, Ani These are also the three steps, one higher than the other, in the Mchinuch Bebeis HaSefer from the Tenekes Shom Yisrael. In the education in the school of these children, in the home of their teachers. By the Ershten Kind, by the first child, Atinuk Betchilos Chinuchai, which is a child in the beginning of his education. Is thus in an oifen from psoik psukach. It's just one pasuk, nothing else learned over there. Mer von dem hat er noch nicht gelernt. He hasn't learned more than that. Aber afile eider er ist scheich zu verstehen mit sein segel. Even before he can understand logically, reasoning, darf bei ihm sein bepashtus abgepaskent. It should be very obviously ruled. As Al Tira, don't be afraid. Not to be afraid. That's absolutely. That's the beginning. That's the first child. When der Tinuk wird älter, und hat schon mehr gelernt, when the child is older and learned more, and he says, Ani korisi, I read hayoim, ubaza posik omati, I stood by this posik. Er hat schon allein gelernt, he already read and studied. Er ist Scheich zu eigenem Verstand. He is connects to his own understanding. Lernt man ihm a tieferen Oblig. Then you teach him something deeper. Makes sense. A hechere dargen emune betochen. A higher level in belief and trust. Mit Gewissheit. With certainty. Utzeitz of Yisufor dabudov lo yokum. You can be counsel. It won't stick. Speak words that will not stay. Und euch das Boreki Monokel, Hashem is with us. Und dem dritten Suktinuk, and the third category of the child, was is noch mehr ausgewachsen in Sechel, which has even grown even more intellectually, und das and his wisdom. Im lernt man und mepflanzt ein, him you teach and you implant by him euch dem Oplik von Aid. Euch dem Oplik, also this acceptance, obvious. The fact is, as Ayid vert nit nispo, that Ayid does not become impact afilu from the hagbolos v'chukei hateva, even of the limitations and the laws of nature, because the evisterot b'shafen, which Hashem created, mit der ganzer hasbara v'asim posik, with the explanation, ani yosis v'ani eso, ani esbo v'amalei, so we don't have to worry about nature. Ches, b'shas mord, chad geher di psukim from the kinder, when he heard this from the children, when they were coming from school, which means their education is in such a way as neat nor zayindik in base hasefer. Not only when they are in school, their vektman zay umelern zay, you awake them and you teach them amuna umesiris nevesh, belief and self sacrifice. Al tira goymer unas ezol zich. As all by Zay Zain Obgelegt Ubisech Varegish, that it should also make sense to them in their intellect and their feeling. Nor Zeinem, it does also mit Zich. They also take all this along. Euch wenn Zay Zainen Boyim Beis HaSefer, also when they're coming from school. Kumendik zu Zay the Heiser as they come to their homes. Sochak Vahoyich Somach Simcha Gedoylo, so he was laughing and he was very happy. Von die Psukim von den Tenekes hat er gesehen, what he saw from the verses of these children, as by Eden is ganz den Nekudas Hayadus, that by Eden it's whole, the point of Yiddishkeit, by Alin, by all Jews, und by Mela, is a viele Divos by Zeh, is es noch nicht begilui. Also by them, which is not openly, and the Kudus Ayadus, well, Odi Tenekes Dos Bazei Me'oder Zayin. So these children will arouse them to it, wake him up in it. Umegale Zayin Kumedik Me'beis HaSefer Le'beis HaSefer, when they come from the school back to their home. And thus is Oich der Diuk Haloshin for Mordechai. This is also the specific language Mordechai. Azai Simche is fundi besures toives shebesaruni. This is the good news that they have given me. Shelo yefached minav eitzo haroshi yatzta aleinu, that I should not fear the bad counsel that you advised against us. The diburim atzmon vutin tenoikas, these words of the children, zayne dibsures toives shebesaruni, those are the good news. It's not what they are saying, but just that they are the ones that are saying it. That's the good news. As Bayidn is ganz, that Bayidn is complete, umvet zayn ganz, and will be whole. The nekudas ayadus va misiris nefesh, the point of the Yiddishkeit and misiris nefesh, was his misvatel gzeiris hom, and that negates and absolves and takes away the decree of Hamash, lo yefachet chulu, not to be afraid. Und das ist euch, was miyad kos Haman Arosho, v'omar. So that's why Haman Arosho got very angry immediately. And he said, ein ani shalech yod etchila b'ela atenekes. My first target, I'm going to target these children. Indeed, tenekes hater gizen, the Amhemshech, he saw in these children the continuation of Nochmer de Siba from them lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. He saw the reason why they don't kneel and they don't bow for him. Un far yeder avidezor, for all avidezor, he saw this in the children. They presented that confidence that they have that amuna that he will be able to bring it around openly by all yidden.
Based on the above, this adds explanation in the Maimer Azal HaYidua, and the saying of our sages of blessed memory that is known of Kimu Vikibla Yehudim. This the Gemara, the sages tell us that it means Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar, that they have sustained that which they have accepted in the past. Un az bipurim is bottle geworden de meido rabo lairaisa, that on Purim it was nullified, that disclaimer for the Torah, which was that the Yidden were forced into accepting the Torah, kofalem har kigigi, so they were forced to it, so that disclaimer was taken away, malhodor kobluho b'mechashverish, because they again accepted in the mechashverish. Und wie chassidus is mevair, then posik, as chassidus explains the verse, v'kibela yehudim esasharei chelu lasis, they accepted that which they begun, as b'matan Torah is given nor de haschola, that during the Torah giving, that was only the beginning. Hey, chelu lasis, they began to do. But that multi is the misiris nefesh from the Eden of Kabbalah HaTorah, because at that point, they self-sacrificed the Eden to receive the Torah. Those vosik dimu nasel nishma, that's what they introduced nasel mishnah, that they will do before we'll hear. So they had misiris nefesh, gekumem mitzad lemailo, this came, it was inspired from above. Kofa aleihem har kegigis. Hashem put over them that mountain like a gigis. Obebimeha purim is given vikibela yehudim. Over there it was accepted by the Yidna, kabula gemura. This was a complete acceptance to the mesiris nefesh from kol Yisrael through the self-sacrifice of all the Yidna ma'atzman by themselves. The river is done given their gemaru shlemes kabula satoyre. That's why then there was the conclusion and the wholesomeness of receiving the Torah, because it came from the Yid, not from above. So now we understand it better. Why? Askishem be in them zman fun hechelu lasis, just like in the time when they began to do it, which is b'matan Torah. Is davke bizuchus der arvus from the kinder. It is specifically in the merit of the guarantee of the children. Our children will guarantee us. Hodan der Eberster gegeben the Torah to Eden, that Hashem gave the Torah to Eden. Al derech ze is given in the zman from Kibbul HaYehudim. Similarly, it was in the time when the Eden accepted Me'ach HaShverish. Adi Kabbalah Gemura tzich oivgiton mitzad av arvus from the kinder. That the complete acceptance was accomplished because of the guarantee of the children. Durch the Tenekes Shabbos Rabbah now, through the children, the school children, that we were talking about before, Ubechlau generally, the Chof Beis Elif Tenekes, the 22,000 children of Mordechai, Hotzuzamen Giklim, that Mordechai gathered together, Gilenet Mezeh, was teaching them. He implanted in them self-sacrifice openly and in actuality. The Chazal der Tzelem Barucha, as our sages explain at length. And in them, and just like what was the novelty, what did it accomplish Purim over Matan Torah? As I said before, it consists in the fact that Matan Torah is the Mesiras Nefesh v'Nidin Given Be'ikar Be'koyach. By Matan Torah, their self-sacrifice was mainly potentially Mitzad Zer Neshama, from the soul perspective, Mitzad Lamaila, from above. Be'Purim Zayin Zeh Gishtanin Inatnu for Mesiras Nefesh Be'Poyel, and on Purim days were standing in that position of actual Mesiras Nefesh, Eich Mitzad Gufa Mitzad Amat, also from the body and below. Azoyiz as Eich Benegeya Dem Boineinu Eirvi Maisonu. The same thing is with regards to the aspect our children will guarantee for us. As Bipurim is thus given, Nid Blois Bekoyach, that in Purim it wasn't just potentially Mitzad Amiras Oves, and the father saying it. But this expressed itself in actuality by the children themselves. Furthermore, they are the one that impacted and influenced also their father. That's why then was Davke the acceptance of the Yidden, the complete acceptance. Yud, from them hotman de heiroe, the chol hadeiros. So from this we have the lessons for all generations. Ubefrat in them doro de ikmasa de Mashiach, especially in the generation of the heel of Mashiach. Ven mi is noch avdi Achashverosh, in which we are still slaves of Achashverosh. We're still in Golos. Bishas mi vil wissen dem matzev. On them osit from them Yiddishim folk, when we wish to know the condition and the future of the Jewish people, darf men zen voses tutzich midi tenekes. We need to see what is happening with the children. Oich ube iker ven boim ze kumen mebeis atzede. Also and mainly, what is when they come home from the school? In klore verter meintes, very clearly words it means. Der chinuch darf sein kinal. The education needs to be as above. As von zeyere friste kinder sheyorn. From the earliest childish years. Noch eider ze seinen shayich zu verstehen. Even before they are able, they can relate to understanding an inyan sichli, a logical idea. Darf men ze mechanech sein, we need to educate them on einkarben in ze and to engrave in them, them uplake that acceptance. As ze zolun farkenem nit meirehob, not to be afraid of anybody. Al tiro mipachat pisar. Nor blois far dem eibrishten alein, just for Hashem himself. Und wie der Vater von Baal Shem Tov, as the father of the Baal Shem Tov, Rebbe Lezer, hot ongesogt dem Baal Shem Tov, that he instructed the Baal Shem Tov and that is outgiven finefior when he was 5 years old. So sfarkenem, you shall for no one, sfarkenzach for no world I've developed, nothing in the world, nit meirahob, not to be afraid, mer nit for God alone, just for Hashem alone. Und wenn sie werden älter, they get older, und seine Scheich zu verstehen, and they can understand, lernt man sie euch dem zweiten Ingen, you teach them the second aspect, zu verstehen, to understand, dass Utsu Eitzu Vesufer Goymer Kimonu Keil, Hashem is with us, and therefore there's not going to succeed, und dann noch dem dritten Ingen, Kinal Beprotzi, and then the third aspect, was Zikno Vatzeva said earlier in detail. Boskidei, as das soll sich bei sei ablegen, kidde boi, in order for this to make sense properly, as Olveren Psukech, your posik, is nit maspik lenem blois di psukim in Torah shebiksab. It's not sufficient just to teach them the verses of the written Torah, nor medavze lenem umasbir zayin. You need to teach them and explain them, nukudis al koponim, at least some points fundi biurim in Torah shebichlal from the explanation in generally of the oral Torah and in Torah and Chassidus Befrat, especially in Chassidus. When the Jewish children take along, they live with the contents of these verses. Also why they leave the school, they bring it to their homes. Is kishem vidos is given by Yom Haim. Do so just like it was in those days. Asayvet azicher zayim bisman. Asayvet azayim bisman azay. It will be also in our days. As those vet farzicherun, this will secure and guarantee the kiyun hemshach, the sustaining and the continuation from Torah by Israel of Torah by Yidden. On as vet nitzayin vos tzumeira haben. And there will be nothing to be afraid of, a kein shum dover ba'ilam, for no matter in the world. It's from the mouth of the small children in the nursing that you have founded the strength, lahashbi sa'im misnakim, to destroy the enemy and the avenger. Well fulfilled, the verse that says you will return the heart of the fathers by the children, al yidei bonim, through the children. Here I will send to you the prophet Eliyahu. He will say to the sons in a way of love and wish and will, go and speak to your father, to hold on in the ways of Hashem, Apostle Malachi, and Askum der Yomtev, the Yom Hashem Agodl Vanoira, the great and awesome day comes, Mitzmach Gula LeGeula, one redemption next to the other redemption of Mashiach, the redemption of Purim, Yom HaGula Amitis VaHashlema, the day of redemption, the true and complete redemption, Aydei Mashiach Tzidkenu, through our righteous Mashiach, Bekoriv Mamish, very soon. This is Mesichas Purim, Tavshin Chavav.